Good evening.
Hello.
How are you?
Tired.
Oh, I'm sure.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoas. Anabakoas, Gedula Chemincha, Satir, Alephet Gimel Yutat Sadis. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Aharein No Ra. Ufre Shayan in Tet Nun. Na Gibor Dor Shehud Cha. Givavat Shamren Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharen Rachamei Sitkatcha Dami Damlen Betet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel Tasin kadosh, birov tucha, nael adatach, het kufet, det nunayan. The letters of the month of Tishrei, the pei, that created the planet Noga, the planet of Venus. And the Lamed that created the constellation Mosnaim, the scales, the astrological sign of Libra. Yachid Geye, Lamcha Pene, Dokre Kiddushata, Yud Gimel Lamed, He Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma tziakatenu yodea talumo shin kufav dadi yudta. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we will need to separate the negative aspect of that creation utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Verav Chesed Ve'emet. Notse chesed lalafim, notse awon vafesha, vechata'a vinakei. Now we're going to read the verses that connect us to the various years, starting with the year 5677, or 5777, the year of the wake-up, also known as the year of the goat. And that's appropriate because tomorrow, not tomorrow, on Wednesday, we'll be reading the actions of the high priest from the Torah on Yom Kippur, which is dealing with two different goats, one that goes to Azazel, and then one that is sacrificed after the sins of the children of Israel are transferred to that particular goat. The verse that we're reading is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod Saduni Katsipor Oyavai Hinom. The first letters of that verse can be parsed into three words, Sats Ki Ach. And that translates as a peer like brothers, which is a wonderful potential, because we know that once you fake it, you will eventually make it. So even though you just appear like brothers, eventually you will become brothers with every other human being. The final letters of this verse can be permutated into Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. And we learn from this that the energy of this year is about remaining a tourist, remaining a tenant, realizing that you don't live in the physical world, and all of these pleasures of the material world are transitory, and the pleasures of the spiritual greatly exceed those pleasures of the physical. There is another verse that has the letters that spell the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, within it in a equal letter sequence of seven letters each. And we know that seven is a very important number, having to do with the 7 days of the week, having to do with the seven Sefirot, and so forth. That verse is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Ki de Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Azeh. And just for people to realize, Hayom Hazeh are code words for the final day, the final judgment day. Now we're going to read two verses that connect us to the year 5776, the year of the pause. And the energy of the pause, the energy of truly of binding by striking, of not being reactive. The first of those two verses is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34.
Rakachohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehafshit et kol ha'olot v'yachaskum achechem Halavim ad kelot hamlacha v'yad yitkachu hakohanim ki halavim yishrei levav lehitkadesh mehakohanim.
That verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each of those words, we're able to permute it into eight names of God.
Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Wa La Me Hey 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 Aka Are Kaka.
Chapter 26, verse 4 of Isaiah. also connects us to the year of the pause through its gematria of 776. Bidhu ba Adonai Yohei Wahei Adead Kibia Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahei Surolamim. Job chapter 7, verse 19 is the first of the three verses that connect us to the year 5775, the year that the energy is being able to swallow the angel of death. Tamalo pishemi meni lo tarpeni adbili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamacharoiyam asher yidchabei sham ushavtem elai el nachom v'halakti item v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. Chapter 20, verse 7 of Job is the third verse. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayom. And the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East, is connected to 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leamil Yisrael undati vishakan tata vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu v'nei avla le'anoto ta'asher barishona. And now we're going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper. We're now going to read a verse from the Tikkuni Zohar. Hashem Yichud Kudsha Barishu Ishkin Hei Bithi Lurkhimu Uthi Lurkhimu Uthi Lurkhimu Liyachta Shehu Yuthei Bavata Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Vasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kunenei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kunenehu. Ufa Dishkin Ta Tata Aihi Riv Al Tzadik Tehihu Kai Al min charev yavesh aki iyu reiv reiv chekin ta ila abgineya in am kuchabarifu bealaihu itor div reiv Rivot Pisharecha Uzina de Tarvayu Inun Rivot Beginea Im Am Uchabarichu Uchabarichu Tavalch Vavuch Lagabei Yisrael Tatao Yavzan Sek Bamaus Yaseh Shalom Li Shalom Yaseh Li Fatere Shalomim Lakabel Tere Revot Bekashia Yehu La Mochla Efra Shuta Dipucha Barifu Mina Dadaihu Machaloket Lushem Shemaim. Today we're going to read section 15b of the Tikkuni Zohar in English. And I need to take a moment . I think by now you know how to find the Tikkuni Zohar. If there's anybody who doesn't know how to find the handout, let me know. The left, Hey Vav Yud, it's sealed with Givurah. This plane or dimension rises from below to above the north, being above through the discernment of attention. In this way, the above is recognized by its interconnection with the left hand. Wealth, whomever wants wealth should go north, results from the material overflowing as the form comes into manifest its being in the north. Vav Hev Yud feels the back, moving east towards the right, including the middle pillar that is the result of connection, signifying children that arise from the reflection of right and left. Vav Yud He completes the eastern quadrant, moving from back to front, comprising left and right thighs, or the supports arising from below. Hey Yud Vav seals the below, signifying nourishment in the sense that the below is the earth, which gives forth its produce in response to the inspiration from above. These supports flow through the to Chachma that connects below through the persistence of meaning that arises even in the densest matter. Arising on the top forwardmost plane, moving to the west from the east, Yud Vav He passes through Tzaddik, as all are recognized together in their connection, the higher mother which relates to Bina, that is in effect the cauldron of creation. I have to interrupt for a moment.
Hello? Anybody there? Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay. Thank you.